The Scary Nazism in Satanism by High Priest Hooded Cobra. It's funny how a label changes everything. I notice many so-called Satanists get afraid of things like Nazism, and without evidence or against evidence, they are very ready to attack the notions of Satanism. Little do they observe that they actually follow these and put these in their lives, the moment they come into an alliance with whom they call as the Dark Lord. There is a lot of emo that goes there, and many of these people on purpose throw away the history and the National Socialist history of Satanism, such as how the NS and their dark, sinister Satanism were both perceived as the worst of the worst. For example, Satanism is about being strong and self-reliant, defending your honor, etc. These notions put under the label of National Socialism scare these otherwise wise and intellectual people. Satanism follows nature. To not race mix is not really nothing but following nature's dictation. Ideally, one should seek the best for their offspring, same as all animals, and incessant race mixing through generations weakens people, lowers IQ, and makes many other perils happen which should be better avoided. They say they are also against stupidity, which is a common satanic law. I beg your pardon, so if beings are born with an IQ lower than a retard, is this good? This again explains the race mixing thing. We cannot be gambling with nature. Nothing that promotes retardation should be accepted. The same goes of all these useless, infested by Jews, practices of sacrifice, etc. As about one's living lair or space or how this is not to be intruded. Even if thought from an animalistic standby, it makes sure perfect sense that people love their country, protect their territory en masse, country, continent, and maintain others who are of the same species as them. Most people in nowadays world don't even have a house or territory anymore. Unlike this system of rent, the NS wanted to give all families and people affordable housing. Mind you, there are also nutcases who are like accepting to Jews, Muhammad, Jews, and they dare take the name of Satan in their so-called religious title. They act as if all is fine, just different beliefs. Maybe for them it is, but for the others? Meanwhile, these people whom they accept would gladly have their guts for supper in more or less uncivilized ways. IQ level, dumb stone level. Another thing is individuality and somehow neglecting herd mentality. The majority of the people are no longer a herd at all. Most humans are egotistical fucks since the uprising of the civil society town life. Everyone thinks they are a super drama hero, living their own life of Hollywood. Individualism is not really a revolutionary value at all, hasn't been for more than 300 years. It's more than obviously herd mentality. These so-called individuals are also some of the most easily controlled and malleable creatures ever created, being the most submissive followers of government to ever exist. National Socialism is not pro or against, massive or individual. Everything just goes where it's meant. But I guess it's really bad about one's freedom and satanic individuality to have exercise programs, healthy gender relations, education, focus on personal health, etc. Today's individuality of Satanism cannot be like that of the NS, of course. It has to just be emo, druggy, weed party, because these are highly individual, as you can see, and not literally the cattle herd incarnate. Even though more people fry their brain with spaz any more than those who don't, yay for free doom. Then we have anti-Semitic ideology, which is a problem. What is honestly the problem with anti-Semitism if you are a Satanist? This is the race that wrote the slander, defamation, lies about us, even Satanists in general. They are the race of Jesuits and many others who would gladly fry us alive, irrespectively of if a few members of theirs of blood may have pretended to think otherwise. Also, just why be a philo-Semite? Should it be obligatory in the Satanism where supposedly one does love who they want and hate who they want? Obviously not, unless it comes for kikes and somehow having to accept them at all costs. Why is that again? Because, well, kikes, as the Torah says, are supposed to have all the goyim's doors open to enjoy as they see fit. Jews and their methods of animal sacrifice and other rabbinical defamations have made Satanism look evil, dark, and stupid. They have wrote aside with their followers who espoused their ideas all the evil, emo, deathly crap about Satanism. What is there to love exactly unless one is a similar morbid lowlife? There is no reason to be philo-Semitic, but when one does the research, there are many reasons to be anti-Semitic. There is no reason why one should like or not even be non-spiritually aggressive against Jews, especially when evidence has piled up so greatly it's not even a joke anymore about their racial lobbying and activities that happen on the expense of all others. So to deny this, one transgresses therefore only to the realm of cowardice, stupidity, or of course being themselves a Jew. Then we have self-gratification. Where does National Socialism go against self-gratification? The fact that it banishes Hollywood beliefs? National Socialism does not put restraints to sexuality or any other form of gratification. The frivolous gangbangs down to family joy and gratification were all available in National Socialist Germany. Another honorable thing in Satanism should be logic, common sense, and scientific inquiry. National Socialism never, ever went against any of these. They also pushed science beyond the subhuman, cucked limitations, while respecting natural boundaries such as the atomic bomb. Much of the technology, inventions, and scientific foundations actually did come from the so-called Nazis as well. They just applied the science that was known at their time to the movement. It was 1940s anyway. Lastly, and most importantly, Satanism is advancement. To advance, become, overcome, and become better and stronger. This is in fact the focus of National Socialism. It is what National Socialism is on a political level. A battle for a state as a mass entity, same as the people within it, to rise above limitations, above fate, and become their own gods through the advancements of science, arts, culture, etc. If you follow any of the above, you are in a sense already a National Socialist to an extent and in mindset. The association and alliance with the Satan and the gods, even indirectly, name these values as you want, but these are the values that have passed down their followers anyway in all their multitude. Lastly, on an occult standpoint, the National Socialists literally believed to whom the Christians and Jews was Satan. This is evident in all of the enemy's writings. Satan was the giver of their spiritual agenda, let alone their occultism, and all spiritual tenets were pagan, satanic, you name it, the return of what was abolished as Satanism by the Abrahamic frontiers. One also cannot deny the art and how closely ritualistic it was, like the SS uniform, the rings, the daggers, and all these other cool stuff some Satanists still decide to wear as part of the black metal scene. this type of fashion really began there long time. The skull, death's head, equal armed cross, etc., as alchemical allegories in dressing or art. In closing verdict, what is the problem and the unrelated nature of the two? Nowhere. It's just personal bias and most people's plate or Jewish blood in their chains. Sorry, I meant veins. Or just the indoctrination of emo Satanism that they have underwent by Jews again. It's just that Jews feel non-comfy and their hardwired Torah cannot take it, that they can do no longer dictate lies and defame whom they hate the most. Ha Satan, the adversary in their own Hebrew. It's a natural revenge over the non-Jews speaking about their own faith once again, which the Jews have defamed under the category of Satanism since forever. So they seek to destroy them for monopoly, same as they did to pagans and all others who, well, we may call Satanists again today if we want a better title. Hail Satan.